Fred Willing to bring out the beauty of the song. Bring out the beauty of the song. Johnson's Wax to bring out the beauty of the home. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Fred Willing and the Pennsylvanians to brighten your morning. And here's your host each Monday and Wednesday morning for Johnson's Wax, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. That was Derwood Kirby. Bill Bibbins obviously missed his train. Have a nice holiday, Derwood.
I certainly did, Fred. Great big Christmas dinner, lots of presents for the boy.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's still Christmas, Fred, as far as they're concerned.
Anyway, most everybody, Derwood. Every day's a holiday from Christmas all the way to New Year's. What do you say we begin our show with holiday, huh? Had two separate careers, both highly successful but quite different. In Europe, it was opera. In America, musical comedy, including scores for Knickerbocker Holiday, Lady in Dark, and Street Scene. Joanne Weekly sings one of the songs from Wilde's One Touch of Venus, Speak Low.
Speak low when you speak low. drift with swept the tide to sea. Deep and low, seek long. Love is a spark lost in the dark to
Joanne. Better to see Bill Bivens sneaking in there.
I sure did.
Sneak Bill Bivens. That's really cool, yeah. Very fine, Joanne. There's something now with Dilbert Kirby has to say, which is very fine. Brightly polished floor. I agree with you, Dilbert. The mellow glow of a floor that's brightly polished is, well, to me, it's the extra touch that makes the room beautiful. You tell me that getting this kind of beauty takes not one but two qualities in the polish you use. Is that quote correct, Eric?
Yes, it is, Fred. It takes both cleaning and polishing to produce the fine-looking finish you were just talking about. And you get both qualities with Johnson's liquid wax. What's more, you get them without once touching a scrub brush. And here's the reason. Johnson's liquid wax dry cleans your floor first, cleans it to perfection. So, a few minutes later, when you polish the floor, you polish a surface that is spotless. There's no dirt underneath the coat of wax. Just spread this cleaning and polishing wax on a strip of flooring. Give a little extra attention to the very grimy spots. Then, as soon as that surface is dry, you buff it up a bit with a dry cloth. Your floor takes on the glow, the luster, that only a clean floor that's been waxed polished can have. Why not ask for Johnson's liquid cleaning and polishing wax today? Get the two qualities, cleaning and polishing, the two qualities you need to make the floors of your home beautiful.
This must have been a happy holiday season for composers Jack Fulton, Bob Crosby, and Hunter Collar because their song Until has been doing very well. Joe Marine, let's add another performance to the list. Until.
From heaven, just for
meet. And you are also heavenly. Until there is no moon above, there's no such thing.
Composer Arthur Gibbs has a birthday cake for dessert on Christmas Day. Piano player himself, he should enjoy his Running Wild as arranged by one of our piano players, Charlie Naylor. That is, we hope he'll enjoy it. The orchestra, Daisy and the Dandelions, can't wait to wish Arthur Gibbs happy birthday because I guess they're Running Wild. Birthday, Arthur. Well, listeners, that one is for Arthur Gibbs. This next one is for you. Figuratively, literally, and beautifully. Jane Wilson in a new Christmas dress sings for you. Oh, Thank you, Jane. People whose birthdays fall on or around Christmas naturally receive fewer birthday greetings. We ourselves neglected to mention the birthdays of cartoonist Otto Soglow, Robert Ripley, Russell Patterson, Salvation Army General Evangeline Bruce, who, by the way, was 83 Christmas Day, and composers Harry Warren, Harry Revel, Dean Taylor, and the late Charles Wakefield Cadman. Honoring Cadman's Christmas Eve birthday, Stuart Churchill presents with the Glee Club, Land of Sky Blue Waters. Freedom Train is back in the big city. After a 15-and-a-half-month tour, which touched more than 300 cities in every one of the 48 states, the big red, white, and blue streamliner is again on display at Grand Central Terminal. Freedom Train Week in Manhattan began less than an hour ago. Already hundreds of Monday morning visitors have made their way through the train to get a first-hand look at some of our most precious American documents. Darling the whole country, more than 3.5 million people have boarded the train so far, averaging more than 8,000 a day and hitting a daily peak of 14,600 in one community. Heavy rains, blizzards, and freezing temperatures failed to keep the Americans away from the Freedom Train last winter. 1 millionth visitor was a 16-year-old high school girl who drove 60 miles through a blizzard in 5 above zero temperature to see the exhibit in Muskogee, Oklahoma. This week, it's Manhattan's turn to prove its patriotism. The track is clear, the signal is green, so all aboard for the Freedom Train.
Freedom train, you better hurry down. Just like a Paul Revere, it's coming into your hometown. Inside the freedom train, find a precious freight. Those words of liberty, the documents that made us great.
You can stop your anger from the people.
You can use the system full of holes.
You can all expect and we the people.
Always been and how it will remain as long as all of us keep riding on freedom train.
You can write the president a letter.
Yes, sir, we got a lot of documents.
The Declaration of Independence.
Yes, made us a free people.
The Constitution.
Right, made us a nation.
The Bill of Rights.
Yes, gave us our personal rights.
The 19th Amendment.
Gave women the right to vote. You can hate the laws that you're obeying.
You can shout your anger to the crowd. We may disagree with what you're saying, but we'll fight to let you stay as well.
Now, Derrick Kirby is edging up to the mic. I think, in fact, he's looking right over it. I think I can tell you what he's planning to say, too. Tell you in six words. Here it is. A brilliant shine for 49.
Well, thank you, Fred. I wouldn't have thought of it myself, but a brilliant shine for 49 is exactly what you give your floor when you use Johnson's liquid cleaning and polishing wax. And it's an especially clear, glossy shine, for Johnson's liquid wax cleans your floors and polishes them, too. No scrubbing necessary, you know. Nothing that would dull the natural, clear finish of the wood surface. Because the cleaning that is done with Johnson's liquid wax is dry cleaning. And, well, here's how easy it is. Just apply Johnson's liquid wax, bearing down a little on the very grimy spot. Then, as soon as the dirt is removed, polish up that surface with a dry cloth. Of course, spots that get especially heavy wear can be touched up whenever they need it. A new application of Johnson's wax blends right in with the rest of the glossy surface. So why not make up your mind to try Johnson's liquid cleaning and polishing wax before January 1st? You might as well give your floor a brilliant shine for 49.
Hurrah. Glad you like that slogan, Derrick. Now, composer Harry Warren is another of those fortunate or unfortunate few who celebrate their birthdays on Christmas Eve. Here's a belated greeting to Harry with one of his finest songs, The Shadow Waltz. Jane Milton and the Glee Club.
Shadows on the wall, I can see them all, here and there, everywhere. Thank you.
Ted Waring, thanks again for coming. We hope you've enjoyed our After Christmas show, and when you go shopping today, remember to say liquid wax, and when you go dialing tomorrow night, remember Fibber McGee and Molly.
Bring out the beauty of the home. Bring out the beauty of the
music. Reminding you that the Fred Waring Show is brought to you on Monday and Wednesday by Johnson's Wax, on Tuesday and Thursday by the American Meat Institute, and on Friday by the producers of Niblet Brand Whole Kernel Corn.
Try to be with us again tomorrow at the same time. You'll be on time, Bill. Remember, everybody, this is holiday week, so drive carefully. So long.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.